I feel like the answer being that easy is too convenient. I think they want us to be confused about it. Basically, to quote Milton William Cooper, his book Behold a Pale Horse, which I would recommend you read, experience has proven that the simplest method of securing a silent weapon and gaining control of the public is to keep the public undisciplined and ignorant of basic systems principles on the one hand, while keeping them confused, disorganized, and distracted with matters of no real importance on the other hand. Basically, if we don't know what's going on, how can we uncover the truth? So, basically, I don't think it was just an inside job. If anyone really knew what would happen, it wouldn't still be a secret. I think it was all a method, basically harking to primitive numerology, to perform a satanic ritual in lieu to relating to, the Super Bowl, in previous years, and JonBenet Ramsey's ritual murder. Basically, 9/11 was used to summon the devil and start an age of constant suffering. So no, I don't think it was an inside job. Anyway, I really like this coffee. I've never been to this place before, so thank you. It tastes really good, and I like that it's so strong. Usually coffee shops in the city brew it really lightly or water it down for some reason. I think it's because the college students can't handle real caffeine because all they do is drink energy drinks and stuff and go to those kinds of coffee shops so they can give them the really, really bad stuff. Usually I just make the coffee myself and I put it in my thermos and I keep it in my purse, but this is a lot better. I like how they have real non-organic non-bleached sugar, because those chemicals can give you cancer. I'm not judging you for using the white sugar though. It's probably really good. I can't remember what it tasted like. I haven't had it since I was in college, about 5 years ago. It was when I was in Running Start in high school, and you can go to college classes in high school. But when I finished high school, I didn't go to college because since Hollywood Media... Since Hollywood media controls what kind of information we get, well, what the mass get with the information, we don't really learn the right stuff in colleges. They try to keep all the information hidden, and if we just once disagree with them, they threaten not to let us back into the libraries, so I didn't want to pay tuition. Anyway, I really like that because this place is really open late at night. If you ask, they'll put liquor in your coffee. That also tastes really good. You said you drove here, right? You should take me on a ride in your car. Yeah, like right now. I can just pour my coffee in my thermos. I did it with the first cup while you were in the bathroom. I like your car. It smells like you, which means it smells really good. You smell good. Don't look at me like that. I don't talk to other people a lot. I don't have very many friends. That's why I was on that site. That's why I said yes when you asked me to go get coffee. I haven't got coffee with anyone in a while. Usually guys on that site ask me out to a bar, and then they usually ask to go to the bathroom and they don't come back. I know I'm weird and I may seem scary because I'm saying things you haven't heard before, but I like you. You smell nice and you don't make fun of me, even if I know you don't believe me. And you're handsome and I like the way your face feels when you lean in to give me a hug because your stubble rubs against my cheek and it feels like sandpaper and I like it. I also like the way your hair kind of does that thing, like you styled it, but it's still not doing it right because you have a cowlick and it makes you look different. When's the last time you've had sex? It's not that I don't think you could have sex anytime you want. I do. You're handsome. I already said that. It's just, I haven't done it in a long time. It's not that I don't want to, or that no one's asked me to. It's just no one ever listens to me long enough to get to the part where we have sex. If you want, we could have sex. I've been told I'm good at it, and guys like you, not to mean every guy is like you, they usually like my tits. I know they're a little big. I guess it's not always obvious. I haven't worn anything but turtlenecks in years, but I can tell you're staring. You can touch if you want. That feels good. Really. Feels good to have another person touch me. Is that... That's creepy, isn't it? And you keep giving me that look. You know, where your eyes get really big and I can see the whites all the way around. You did the same thing when I started talking about Ted Kaczynski. But I really do think you should read the Unabomber Manifesto. I could send you an article on it, or the PDF. I have it downloaded on my phone. Yeah. You can take off my sweater if you want. No! Your hands tickle. I really haven't laughed the whole time. You're really funny. I take a lot of Quaaludes. I know they don't call them Quaaludes anymore. But, like, muscle relaxers and pills like that. I have really low blood pressure, too. I think you're funny. I keep spacing out. I also keep thinking about your dick, which I probably shouldn't say out loud, but considering I'm not wearing a bra and you're staring at my chest, I feel like we're close enough in this transaction for me to say that. You didn't send me a picture of it when I gave you my phone number, which is unusual, and you're taller than me, so it's probably big in comparison. Yeah. I'd like if you unzipped your pants. Your boxers have Christmas lights on them. It's out of season. I mean, it's Valentine's Day, so it'd make more sense if it was the tacky white with red hearts you see in the movies or at Walmart, but I like the Christmas lights. I keep my Christmas lights on all year round. I think they look cool. Like little alien ships. But festive. Can I pull down your boxers? Should I just do it? I don't want to do anything that will make you uncomfortable, but I feel like if I keep talking and asking, it's going to make you uncomfortable. I'll take off my skirt if it'll make us even. No, I don't really wear underwear that often. Unless I'm going to the doctor and they have to do, like, one of those things where they, a reflex test. Because I kind of don't want my doctor to know I don't wear underwear. And I feel like that'd make our relationship weird. I don't always shave. I thought you looked cute in your profile photos, so if we got to this point, I thought you might like it. Do you really like it? Look, to quote Milton Williams Cooper's Behold a Pale Horse, which I really recommend you read, and I also do have a PDF on that. To cling to the past is guaranteed suicide. To remain apathetic is assured enslavement. To learn the truth and then act on it is the only means to survival at this moment. We can't change any satanic rituals, or find aliens, or prove Bigfoot's real, or prove that. Anyway, we can't do that. At least we can't do it in one night. But what we can do is act on something else. Act on a different truth. And the truth is, I really think you're really sexy. Even if it feels kind of icky to say the word sexy. And I want you to fuck me so hard I cry. And I don't mean that in the hyperbolic sense. I want you to fuck me until I don't remember my own name and I start crying. Because since I take a lot of stuff, good things sometimes can make me cry. At least when I do it by myself. I haven't had sex in a long time. You don't need a condom. If you want one or you're using it as an excuse to, make me leave, that's okay. But you don't need to wear a condom. I'm on the, I let them put one of those weird chips in my arms, and even though I know the government's tracking me with it, if I won't get pregnant and you can fuck me, I'm okay with the government tracking me. I'm serious. If you don't want to fuck me, I'll let you fuck my mouth. You can come on my face. Okay. You want me to... Should I get in the backseat? Or... Yeah, I can bend over the console. Like this? Do I really have to show you? I know you can see. So you want me to spread my legs like this? So you can see everything. It's embarrassing. Yeah. I did ask you, and I do still want you to do anything that'll make you fuck me. I think sometimes just asking, like, acting like it's humiliating, even though it makes me horny, is fun. Oh. Sorry, I should... Yeah, keep doing that. It feels good, but your hands are so cold. No, keep doing it. It's okay. It's okay. Please? No. Please? No. I don't want you to finger me. I want you to fuck me. I want you to fuck me. Yeah. I don't want to see. Okay. Wait. Can you spank me again? Yeah. I want you to fuck me. That's really sweet of you, but you don't have to go slow. I like it. Yeah. You're a lot bigger than I thought you would be. Ugh. Don't stop. Please. Oh. Feels so good. No, keep going, really. Keep going. Keep going. Oh my god. No, keep going. It feels so good. You can pull my hair. You can choke me. You can fuck me however you want. Oh god. Fuck me. Oh, keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Oh my god. 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 Oh fuck. Oh fuck. I'm so close. I'm so close. I'm so close. Please keep going. Oh. I don't mean to come so fast. Just, oh my god. You can come inside me if you want. Oh my god. Just keep going. Just don't stop, please. Don't stop, please. Please don't stop. 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 Oh my god. Keep going. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to come so fast. It just felt good, and I haven't. And I mean, if you want to, I'd be okay with a round two. Yeah. You can go to my place. I live alone. If anyone lived with me, they'd have to be crazy.